Next item on the agenda is Chesapeake Land and Development, LLC, number 18-0122. Continue on, Mr. Woodward.
Thank you, sir. You want me to read this one?
You got it covered.
This is Chesapeake Land Development is requesting authorization to dredge approximately 100 cubic yards of submerged land and tidal wetlands for the construction of a 20-foot-wide tidal channel that will connect New Mill Creek to the proposed New Mill Creek Tidal Wetland Mitigation Bank at 174 Sampson Creek Road in the city of Chesapeake. The dredged material will be dewatered on site and transported by truck to the Higgerson Buchanan landfill nearby. The project requires both wetlands and subaqueous permits, similar to the last one. We were just up here with this last project. Again, this is 64, crossing the high-rise bridge, crossing the southern branch. This arrow indicates the existing Libertyville tidal wetland mitigation bank, one of few, I think the only in Hampton Roads and one of few in the state. There's lots of non-tidal banks throughout the Commonwealth, but very few tidal wetland mitigation banks. The proposed project is down here. New Mill Creek is a tributary to the southern branch. You can see it here. This is actually an old railroad trestle and some fill going across New Mill Creek. The wetland mitigation bank, the tidal wetland mitigation bank, will be in this location, primarily upland. There are some non-tidal wetlands in this area. None of the work up here to prepare the upland to become a wetland mitigation bank requires anything from this agency. It's all upland excavation, essentially. They're going to dig channels and lower the elevation. What requires your authorization is the cut, the plug, to connect it to New Mill Creek. And that's what they're here to ask for a permit for. Again, you can see the proposed upland area that will be channelized and lowered to get the elevations right. And your jurisdiction in this matter is this little section along the shoreline of both tidal and, both vegetated and non-vegetated tidal wetlands and the adjacent submerged lands where they're going to cut this channel. In cross-section, you can see what I was talking about where they cut some of the tidal channels. They lower the elevations to get the proper wetland vegetation, tidal wetland vegetation to grow. I apologize, these are a little washed out. If you drop the lights real quickly, they might show up a little bit better. But in cross-section, you can essentially see the upland going down into the creek and some of the excavation that's going to occur in the upland area as well as the shoreline tidal wetland area. That will be the cross-section of the channel, kind of a trapezoidal cross-section. Looking down from above, if you will, this would be the creek out here. This would be the wetland mitigation bank in here. As you traverse across mean low water, mean high water, and up into the uplands, this shows the 20-foot base width tidal channel that they're going to create. These are the impacts associated with the project. You can bring them back up now, please, Jamie. Thank you. These are the site conditions. New Mill Creek. You can see there is some vegetation here, cattail, some non-tidal as well as tidal vegetation. And you may be able to pick up, there's a ton of oysters down there. Believe it or not, in the southern branch of the Elizabeth River, the oysters are doing fine. I wouldn't eat them, but they're doing just fine. One of the permit conditions, accordingly, was to remove those intertidal oysters from the footprint of that channel, pick them up and move them somewhere else. The applicant has photographs that has indicated they've done that. They've gone down there and they got a couple of buckets full of oysters that they're going to move out of the way of the dredge cut. In addition, Phragmites. This is excavation. Again, the excavation of the upland and any Phragmites that comes into the upland is not this board's jurisdiction. Other folks, the EQ and the Corps of Engineers, is our partner in managing this tidal wetland mitigation bank. They have their role, we have our role. But any phragmites that were to come in the areas disturbed by creating this cut channel would be dealt with an eradication plan that's in the drawings and plans. A couple other details is the commission in 1996, the commission approved the use of tidal wetland mitigation banks. Again, mitigation banks, kind of an old concept. You create wetlands, however many acres or square feet you create can offset impacts, permitted, authorized impacts, unavoidable elsewhere. You don't get to mitigation until after you've avoided and minimized, and then you get to mitigation. But Mr. Ty, the applicant, has run Libertyville for many, many years. They're about out of credits because there's been so much development and demand. So he's creating a new tidal wetland mitigation bank here, or is proposing to. You have the other details of that in your packet. We believe that this is a win-win project. Yes, there will be a small loss of tidal, non-vegetated and vegetated wetlands in this area, but when you look at the amount of tidal channel and tidal wetlands that are being created, it's far outweighs any of the impacts, any of the losses that are created here. Again, I picked this project up sort of halfway through with Rachel, so I'm not as familiar with all of the details as I could be or should be perhaps, but the applicant and his consultant are here to answer those questions. But prior to that, we are recommending approval of the project given with these particular permit conditions, the long-term phragmites management plan, long-term, and the movement of the interstitial oysters to an area outside the dredge footprint, which apparently has already been done in advance of getting the permit. We do recommend a royalty in the amount of $12.60 for the 28 cubic yards of subtidal state-owned bottom in New Mill Creek that will be dredged to get the elevations properly, to get the proper elevation. And there has already been 600 square feet or 600 credits debited from his other bank to offset the loss of the tidal wetlands in this location. And as I mentioned before, we believe the creation is kind of a self-mitigating project. Actually, it's beyond self-mitigating. It's creating a whole lot more than it's impacting. So with that, I would be happy to try to answer any questions you might have. And again, the applicant and his consultant are here to fill in the details.
Thank you, Jay. Any questions by members of the commission? Ms. Everett?
Very small question. It sounds like the oysters have already been moved, but when you recommend moving them, does it to of equal... Of a bottom that's equal is hard, or I'm just wondering, do sometimes they get moved to areas where they get
buried? Mr. Ty can probably answer that question, but I'm going to draw a polygon here. If they were here, they were removed from here and put there.
Okay.
Or there.
It's the same type of bottom. Great.
Yeah, just outside the footprint of the dredge cut.
Perfect.
Further questions? Thank you, Jay. Is the applicant present or represented wishes to be heard? Will both of you be speaking?
Only
for questions. Okay, well, we'll swear you both in. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give, excuse me, will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Thank you. State your name for the record, please.
My name is Walter, Wetland Design Restoration. I'm here representing Mr. Ty and Chesapeake Land Development with New Mill Creek.
Good to see you again, Walter.
Nice to see you.
Yes, sir. Proceed.
Don't really have any. Jay answered a good presentation. This bank is needed. The existing Libertyville Bank is just about sold out, and this will allow other projects in the port and to continue to grow. It's the subject of an of a couple of years of negotiation with the Corps and DEQ and VMRC to develop a mitigation, a formal mitigation banking instrument that governs everything that is done, and it's been, VMRC is a signatory, as is the Corps. This will allow, wetlands impacts to be compensated for that might otherwise not be be able to be compensated for. The Phragmites plan is part and parcel of the banking instrument. The banking instrument requires that Phragmites be kept out, and if it and would adversely affect the credits of the bank if it's allowed to. So Mr. Ty has in Libertyville has stayed after it, and there's no Phragmites in the Libertyville Bank, and we should see the same here.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Any questions by members of the commission for the agent? Senator Walter, thank you very much. Anyone else in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to this project? There being none, the matter is before the commission for action.
I move we approve the project as presented.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve the project as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, gentlemen.